Praise God. All right. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. Just give me just a little bit. David, can give me a little bit more volume on the monitor, please. Let's see where I want to go. So I think I'm going to read it from the King James, and then I think I'm going to go to the Amplified. So I'm going to read verse 26 to verse 28. You have it? Say amen. It's one of our favorite scriptures. Amen. And God said, and God said, and God said, awesome, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Our likeness, in other words, to resemble us. And let them, say them.
Them.
Do you see him there?
No.
Anybody see him?
No.
Do you see him? What does it say?
Them.
Them. Them, right?
Yes.
So who is he talking to? Who? What? What us? Male and female. He said it. Not just us. Us could be men. Us men. I got to drive it home, y'all. I got to make sure we understand. It's important that we understand. Amen? Let them have dominion. What? Over what? Dominion over what? He tells you what he wants you to have dominion over. He's clear, precise. You don't see nothing there about people. Do you see a person's name there? Do you see him there? Do you see them there? So what you supposed to have dominion over? He tells you. The word will always explain itself. It does. Amen? Let me go find where I was, y'all. And let them have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, right? Over the fowl of the air, right? Over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Now, last time I looked, we don't creep. We don't creep, nor do we crawl.
That's right.
So he still ain't talking about you.
That's right.
Right? All right. So let's go to verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. There he go again. Yeah. When he say him, he clarifies it. Male and female created he them. Okay. Amen? 28. And God blessed what? Them. There you go again. He blessed who?
Them.
No, he just blessed the men. He just blessed the men.
Male and female.
He blessed us too?
Yes.
What he did? Did he? Did he?
Yes,
what?
He did. Yes, he did.
What? Somebody said, what? Really? What? Because for a long time, I didn't know God had blessed me.
All right.
That's why I'm stressing it, y'all. There's a reason. See, we just thought we were just some afterthought of God because nobody taught us properly.
That's right.
So you didn't think, we didn't think we were that important to God. It was just the men that are so important. And not that men aren't important, they are, but we both are.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
We both are.
That's right.
Thank you. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, what did he say?
Be fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful and multiply
and replenish
the earth. Now he told both of them.
Okay.
Because the man needed the woman to do what God told him to do.
That's right. That's
the woman needed the man to do what God told them to do.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't do it alone.
Right.
And God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And what? And have dominion again over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let's go to Psalms chapter number 8. Oh, I'm sorry. I done jumped y'all. Sorry. Let me read that from the Amplified. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Sorry. Let's go back. Because I want to read it from the Amplified. Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 28. You ready? This is from the Amplified, y'all. Then God said, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make our man, or make man, in our image, according to our likeness, not physical. Now, he's very clear to tell you what the image is. It's not a physical image.
Okay.
You don't look like God physically. God doesn't have a physical body except for the body of Christ. Okay?
Okay.
So he says, make man in our image according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority. Say complete.
Authority.
Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth, over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subjugate it. Now, the word subjugate just means bring under dominion or control. Amen? To bring under dominion or control. To subjugate. To bring it under dominion or control. Amen? To subjugate it. Subjugate it. Putting it under your power. And rule over. Dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living thing that moved upon the earth. Amen? So our topic have been, and we're going to continue today, is have dominion. Say have dominion. Have dominion. My subtopic today is God's intention. God's intention. God, say God's intention. I don't know about you, but I want to know what his intent is. I want to know what his intent is. Amen. God's intention. So, have dominion. Let's deal with that first. The word have simply means to possess, to own, or hold. Have, say have. What does it mean? Say possess, own, or hold. Possess, own, or hold. That's what it means to have. Or let me say have. Have. Now to have. Let me go to Psalms first. Let's go to Psalms 8. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 8. Jump ahead of myself. Slow down, BJ. Let's go to Psalms 8, 4 through number 6. You ready? Got it? We're going to read it from the Amplified. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of earth-born man that you care for him? Yet you have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse number 6. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Let me read verse number 6 again. You have made him to have. Now over in Genesis 1:26 and 28, you notice it says have, right? Mm-hmm. Did it say have dominion?
Yeah.
Say have dominion.
Have dominion.
But over in Psalms 8, it says you have made him to have dominion. You have made him to have. Now we know over in Psalms written after the fall of Adam and Eve, correct? So Adam and Eve had dominion. God gave them dominion. After they lost dominion, David said in Psalms 8, he said, you have made man to have. Now, to have means a state that have existed in the past, but no longer does. It doesn't necessarily happens now. It existed in the past, but it doesn't necessarily is existing right now. Amen? So David says he has made man to have dominion. All right? Now, the word dominion, let's say dominion.
Dominion.
Dominion. Our topic is have dominion. Our subtopic is God's intention. Now, dominion in the Hebrew means radol, 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 say radol, which means the power to govern and to control. Dominion means the power to govern and to control. It means sovereign and supreme rule and authority. The Webster's Dictionary means, it says, dominion means supreme authority. Supreme authority. Amen? Now, he says in Genesis 1:28, he says, be fruitful. Let's deal with a lot of these words. We want to deal with them a little bit so we can break it down and make sure you understand it. Be fruitful. Say, be fruitful. Fruitful means to grow or increase. Say grow, increase. And then he says, I want you to multiply. Say multiply. Multiply means abundance, yield much greater, or it means plenteous. It means abundance, yield much greater, or plenteous. Then he says, I want you to replenish. Say replenish.
Replenish.
Replenish means to tread down, to bring into subjection, and to keep under, to replenish. Then he says, I want you to subdue the earth. Subdue means to conquer. It means to force or keep under. Conquer, force, or keep under. Amen? So God gave man authority. God gave man dominion. Can I get a witness? We find that God is an intentional God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I said God is an intentional God. God just doesn't do anything. Whatever he does, there's a plan, there's a purpose. And then God never changes. If you keep those things in mind, I don't care what comes in your life, what happens. Well, you know who God is and that he doesn't change. How he started is how he's going to end. Mm-hmm. Amen? Well, you know he never changes. He doesn't change his mind. He doesn't change his word. His word doesn't deviate. His word doesn't just, you know, bend to every situation based on who you are. His word is his word, and it never changes. Amen? Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ, eternally changeless, always the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen? Now, Genesis 1:26. First, God establishes his intention for creating man. First, God establishes his intentions for creating his man. Man does not determine the purpose of God for himself. God does. We didn't determine our purpose. We didn't determine whether we showed up on the earth or not. God created us. Say, God created me. And God created me intentional. Amen? And God had a purpose for me. God has a purpose for you. Can I get a witness? So we do not determine what our purpose is. God does. God establishes the intention for our job and for what we are to do. And I advise us just to accept it. Somebody say, I need to just accept it. We need to accept men. Men are men and women are women. But we're trying to change stuff. We need can I get a witness? Amen. That God created us with intent. He didn't create us just to do whatever we want to do, even though we're doing whatever we want to do. That's not God's original intent. Amen. His intentions remains the same. Now, I wrote this down, which is called the law of the first mention. The law of the first mention. What is it? Say, what is it?
What is it?
I'm glad you asked. It's a biblical interpretation. A principle suggesting the first time a word, a theme, or a doctrine appears in the Bible, it sets the foundation for the meaning. It acts as a key for understanding later references. So whenever you see something in the Bible for the first time, note where it is, what it is, and what God was talking about. It sets the preference. It sets the interpretation or the foundation for the meaning of whatever word, theme, doctrine that you may read. The law of the first mention. Say the law of the first mention.
The law of the first mention.
Now, so God creates man. And then he tells why he's creating man. Amen? There are three intentions. Say three.
Three.
There are three intentions. Over in Genesis 1. Amen. God wanted to create a being called man. God says, let us make man. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God says, let us make man. God determined to create a being, a species that God was going to call man. God had created the earth. He created the sun. He created the moon. He created the trees. He created the birds. He created the flowers. He created the lion, the bears, the tigers. Oh my. And there was only one thing left. He created all of his creations. But he had one more thing that he had in mind. And God says, I'm about to make my last creation. The first mention is God creates a being that's distinct from all other creatures God had created. We are unlike any other creatures or thing that God had created. Now, I heard them. I was listening, watching TV the other day. Something was on about the animals, and they said that man is so closely related to the orangutan or monkey. I said, the devil is a lie. They said we have similar DNA. That's what the man said. I said, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
We are unlike any other creature that God created.
Amen.
We're unlike any of the animals. I don't care what they find. I don't care what they say. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So the first intention is God created a distinct being. You ought to walk around and say, I'm a distinct being. Because we are. Say, I am. I'm a distinct being. I'm special. I'm special. I'm one of God's best. In fact, I'm the apple of my daddy's eye. My daddy loved me. He loved me so much he created me after the image of himself. Oh, y'all don't understand. Come on, somebody. So we're distinct. We have a mind. We can speak. We're intelligent. We can create. Come on, we have a memory. Oh, yeah. Amen. Somebody say, I'm special. I ain't talking about special. I'm talking about special. Now, some of us might be special. I ain't talking about special. Special. Just one. Just one special. We don't get two. I ain't special. I want to just be special. Say, I'm special. I'm special. Just, I love y'all. Number two, the second intention is to cause man to have God-like qualities. Number two, to cause us to have God-like qualities. God could have just said, let us create man, and just left it like that. He could have just molded some dirt, some clay. He could have done whatever he wanted to do with us. He could have just made man and just made man. You didn't have to be created in God's image and his likeness. He could have just said, let me just make man. So you're not just a man. I said that to say this. You are not just a man. You're created with specific qualities. Not just human qualities, but God-like qualities. You just don't have just human qualities. We have God-like qualities. Say, I have God-like qualities. He just didn't say, let us create man to look like man. But he said, let us create man to look like God. To look like me. This means that we resemble our daddy. I look just like my daddy. I said I look just like him. When the devil sees me, he sees my daddy. When the devil sees you, he sees your daddy. And he's fearful of you. He's scared of you. When you wake up in the morning, he's afraid that you are up. Because he know you're going to give him a run for his money. He know that you're going to put him on the run. He know you're not going to tolerate his nonsense. You're going to say, get thee behind me, Satan. Get out of my way. Get out of my house. Get out of my church. Get out of my body. Get out of my body. I'm not sick. In fact, I'm healed. Come on, somebody. So he's afraid of you. Some of y'all are afraid of the devil, but the devil is afraid of you. Can I tell you a secret? I used to be scared of the devil. Where I grew up, they had you more scared of the devil than you were of God. Girl, the devil gonna get you. I was scared to go to sleep sometime because I thought the devil was gonna get me. Can I tell you the truth? See, that's ignorance. See, but God gave us wisdom. He woke us up and gave us revelation knowledge. Said the devil walking about as a roaring lion. As a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But see, he is as. He's not a. He's as. In other words, he's acting like. But when you begin to pull that shield off and you see him for who he is and you stand up in the power of the Almighty God and tell that devil, devil, you don't got no power over me. In fact, I got power over you through the Lord Jesus Christ who died for me. gave me power and authority over serpents, over scorpions, and over every all things that's upon the earth. Get thee out of my way. And guess what he got to do? He got to go. In fact, you ought to tell him to get under your shoe. Get under my feet. Read what kind of shoes I got on. Get under my feet. Come on, somebody, put him under your feet. That's where he belongs, under your feet. Say, he belongs under my feet. So we were created to bear the image of God. We were created, say we're created, to bear the image of God. Say, I'm created to bear the image. Say, I'm created to bear his image. So we are speaking spirits. Speaking spirits. Just like God. We are speaking spirits. Because we've allowed our language or our words just to run wild where they don't have meaning to us. We just speak. But when you get to a place where you learn that every word you speak will come to pass, you'll become a speaking spirit like God. When you get to a place where you know every word that's uttered out of your mouth comes to pass, you better hear me. When you begin to practice watching your words, and when your words become so powerful, because you know the power that's in you, and you know every word that comes out of your mouth, when you release those words are going ahead of you, and the angels are hearkening to your words to bring what you say to pass. You will watch your words, and you'll be careful what you say, and when you don't say nothing that you don't mean, and everything you mean, you say. Watch the words. Apostle taught it. I taught it. It's a word planet. It really is. But as Christians, we got to get back to understanding what that really means. And begin that when I began to decree a thing, when that word come out of my mouth, when I release those words, I know my words are going to come back, but they're going to come back with what I sent them out to get. They're going to come back with my answers. They want to come back with my house. They're going to come back with my car. They're going to come back with my job. They're going to come back with my children. They're going to come back. Come on, somebody. They're going to come back. Glory to God. The third intention, say third intention. The third intention, which is our theme, was to commit the dominion of his creation to man. The third intention, say third intention, was to commit the dominion of God's creation to man. God said, let them have dominion. So God's original intent for man is dominion. God created the animals, the trees, the plants, the grass. God says, the one who's going to have dominion over the things that I created, it's not even me. Did you hear what I said? said, what I have created, I'm not going to even have dominion over. Read your Bible. He says the one who's going to have dominion over the things that I've created, it's not me, but it's the man that I created. It's the man that I put here on the earth. It's the man that I formed. God created a world. God created an environment. God created an atmosphere that requires an exterior garment, an earth suit, to live here and to function here. Oh God. Why? Say why. Why? My question to God was, why? Because God is a spirit. But the earth is physical. God, who is a spirit, cannot directly control the realm without a physical body. God, who is a spirit, cannot directly control a physical realm without a physical body. The physical body, but the physical body had to have something of God within it. The physical body had to have something of God in it. Now he created this world. See, sometimes, I don't know about y'all, but I sit and think. I'm just be looking around and just, oh my God, it's awesome. So God created an environment and an atmosphere, this physical realm that only a physical body can exist. But God was going to control this physical realm, but he needed a physical body to control the realm, but he needed a God to control the physical realm. So he put himself inside a man. He filled man with himself. He filled us up with himself and then put us on the earth and said, dominate, have authority, take dominion over this realm, over everything, man. I've given you control. I've given you full dominance. I've given you everything. All you got to do is control this thing. Keep it under. Tread down. Control it. Don't let nothing get out of order. And if anything get out of order, man, you got to put it back in order. We ain't got to wait for God to put it back. You put it back. You put it back. God says, you're waiting on me to put it back. Some of y'all praying for me. Some stuff you ain't got to pray for. That's religiousness. That's religiousness. You see anything need to be fixed? Fix it. Fix it. If it needs fixing, fix it. You see, the world we're living in, we need to fix it. But no, we sit here and we don't do anything about what's going on out in that world, because God is waiting for us to get up and say something. Get up and decree something. Get up and declare some stuff. Say, no, devil. We've had enough. God is waiting for our voice, our words, waiting for us to declare some stuff. So the devil can get on up out of the White House, get out of the governor's house, get out of the senator's house, get out of the councilman's house, get out of the mayor's house. But he's waiting. Oh, God. Y'all said, God, help me. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me, God. Say, help me, God. Help me, God. Come on, say, help me, Lord. Help us, Father. Help. Help. The only way God can control the physical realm is through a physical being called man, who has the Spirit of God within him. The problem is we have a lot of people who are in control that don't have the Spirit of God, or they're not allowing the Spirit of God to direct them. Can I get an amen? Say amen louder. God said, let us create man in our image and let them have dominion. God didn't say, let the angels have dominion. God didn't say, let the spirits have dominion. He didn't even say, I will have dominion. God said, the man that I created will have dominion. Whatever God wants to do on the earth, God does it through a human being. So, not only are we to resemble God, but man will be a representative of God. We are God's ambassadors. I said, we're God's ambassadors. I said, we're God's ambassadors. We're God's ambassadors. I was listening to Dr. Bill, and he was talking about he had went to Haiti. And he went there, and he saw this house, beautiful, beautiful home in Haiti, beautiful grass, beautiful fence. Everything around it was just absolutely gorgeous. And he said, well, what? Which is like out of place with everything else in Haiti. Anybody been to Haiti? Y'all know what we're talking about. Okay. He said that, you know, ask somebody, well, what's that building? That was the United Nations. I said, that was the United States, the United Nations of the, that was our building. See, it was just like it is here. Get it? Beautiful grass. He said they even had the food flown in. They didn't eat the food that the people eat there. They eat the food from the United States. Do you hear me when I'm saying we're ambassadors? I said, we're ambassadors. We're supposed to live like our Heavenly Father lived. Our place supposed to look like our Heavenly Father's place. We ain't supposed to look like we in some, we just like all the other people. We're supposed to live better. We're supposed to, come on somebody, whether we get it or not. But I said, we're supposed to. I said, we're supposed to live like, we're supposed to live like we're God's children. We're supposed to have abundance. We're supposed to have more than enough. Our home support, come on somebody, whether you receive it or not. But I'm here to tell you that's how we're supposed to live. You ain't got to wait to get to heaven to walk on streets of gold. You ain't got to wait to get to heaven to have your mansion. You can have a mansion here. Just don't let the mansion have you. You just got the mansion. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with having what God gave you. God wants you to have it so the world can look at you and see the God that you serve and want to know the God that you serve. They look at us barely getting along. And we talk about God, and God is. I ain't taking nothing away from God. It ain't God, it's us. And they're saying, well, if that's your God, I don't really want to know him, which is sad. But that's how some people think. Do you understand? But God wants us to be his representatives. Amen. We're to represent who he really is. Nothing wrong. Just get your heart right. So whatever you got, it's not it got you. You got it. Money ain't got you. You got money. I said money don't have you. You got money. The Bible said the love of money. Not money, but the love of it. And you can love it and not have a dime. Come on. Y'all can do better than that. No, all right. So where am I? Okay. So, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So God needed a body. And so we are the body of Christ. Man is the legitimate steward. Say legitimate steward and ruler of the earth. Man, say I am the legitimate steward and ruler in the earth. Nothing legal should happen on the earth without man's participation or man's cooperation. Nothing. I say nothing. Nothing. Say nothing. Nothing. When the church come together and move beyond denomination, Catholics, Methodists, Protestant, Pentecostals, when we can move beyond our titles, tags, labels, and realize there's only one kingdom, one kingdom, one God, one, I said one kingdom, and we're all from the kingdom of God. But the enemy want us tricked up to be focused on our denominations. Say, well, this denomination can't have nothing to do with this denomination. This denomination over here don't believe in what this denomination is. And we're better over here with this denomination than this denomination. Amen? So how the enemy calls separate us. God want us to get the real picture. We are from one kingdom. It's not about your denomination. Only one God. One Lord, one faith. Amen. 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 So God said, let them have dominion. Means that God himself, as an act of his will, said anything that I want to do in the earth, I will need a man. Let them have dominion means the most valuable, hear this, the most valuable asset in the earth is needed by God and Satan. Chop on that for a minute. Chew on that, just chew on it. The most valuable asset in the earth needed by God and Satan. Satan can't do nothing without a body either. He ain't legal either. Now, he ain't legal. God is legal. Satan is not legal. Amen? Man, say man. Not gold. Not silver. Not oil. Not cryptocurrency. Is the most valuable asset on the earth. Gold, silver, oil, cryptocurrency, all that stuff may, you know, mean something. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But we are the most valuable asset on the earth. Say, I am. I am. The most expensive asset in the earth is man. Say, man. Dominion on earth is only for spirits with a legal body. Dominion on earth is only for spirits. Hear me. Say dominion on earth is only for spirits with a legal physical body. Any spirit that does not have a physical body can be around the earth but cannot function effectively and cannot exert dominion. Say cannot. So God has called us to manage God's real estate called earth. We're called to manage this real estate called Earth. Now on this planet, we're controlled by time, space, and matter. On the Earth, we are controlled by, hear me, time, space and matter. We are living in a dimension of time, space, and matter. In this dimension of time, space, and matter, we've been given dominion. Without dominion, time, space, and matter would control us. But God gave us dominion to have dominion over time, space, and matter. But we got to use what? Faith. He gave you every tool needed and necessary to be successful. Amen. Okay. So in the beginning, God says, let them have dominion. I said this last time, but let me just say this again. I believe when Adam and Eve showed up with dominion. When they showed up, they had dominion. They didn't have to ask for it. They didn't have to look for it. They had dominion. Amen. So they showed up on this planet with dominion. They were carriers of dominion until they were disobedient. And they gave the authority over to Satan. So Jesus came to demonstrate our dominion and authority over time, space, and matter. Jesus came to demo. He came to demo dominion over time, space, and matter. He came to show us time, space, and matter exist, but you got dominion over it. And I'm going to show you how. You are to exert dominion over time, space, and matter. I don't know if I want to stop right there. So Jesus shows up to show us a superior system. He shows up to show us a superior system. Okay, let's see what's going on. Amen. So we're going to do this. All right. So John 2, Jesus, his mother, his disciples, they went to a wedding. And the Bible says, when they wanted wine, they were out of wine. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said, they don't have no more wine. This is John chapter number 2. You can read it at home. She tells Mary says, well, Jesus, they don't have no more wine. Jesus said, what that's got to do with me? What I got to do with that? Why you telling me they ain't got no? I'm just here a visitor just like you here. You know? So, but Jesus' mother insisted. And she told them, she says, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Now, when I thought of that, because if you remember, that's the first miracle, right? That's documented in the Bible, right? I said, well, how did she know? How she know? He must have done some things that his mother must have observed. He probably laid hands on his brother and sisters, and they probably recovered. She probably seen him going in, and they didn't have enough bread and multiply that bread in that kitchen. They ain't have enough soup in that soup. gave enough soup to everybody. I'm just saying, I don't know. This is me speculating. I'm just okay. But I thought about it. Well, how did she know? She knew who he was. She knew who he was. So she says, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Somebody said, just do it. So Jesus told him to go get the pots and whatever, what have you. Verse number 9, it says, when the manager tasted the water just now turned to wine, not knowing where it came from, even though the servants who served it, they knew, amen, he called the bridegroom, this manager, and he said, now everybody else served their best wine first, right? They give them the best wine first, and once they, I guess they get a little tipsy, then they give them the, you know, the cheap stuff, right? The little cheap stuff. I don't know what that's called. Y'all, what that called? I don't know. It's okay. I'm just joking. Amen? But he says, you have saved and you have served the best wine. Amen? You served it now. Everybody else serves theirs first. Amen? And when people have drunk freely, then they serve that which is not so good. But he said, you have kept the best wine until now. So we know that's the first miracle, right, that Jesus wrought, amen, the wedding at Cana. Now, I Googled that. Okay, we know it's a miracle because the Bible says so. But I wanted to understand because I don't know nothing about no wine. Y'all know nothing about wine? I don't know about wine. Nothing about. So I Googled it, okay? I Googled it. Making good wine can take anywhere from a few months, that's good wine, right? For simple wine, to several years for complex, high quality wine. It could take several years. Yet, somebody said, yet, Jesus turned water into wine within. Come on, somebody. Jesus came to fully restore our power and position upon the earth and to destroy everything that would mock our redemptive testimony through time, space, and matter. Jesus entered a place. He brought the kingdom of God, and the supernatural began to invade the natural, overriding the physical laws of time, space, and matter. Can I get a witness? When Jesus turned water into wine, he dominated time and matter. I said he dominated time and matter. I said he dominated time and matter. I said he dominated time and matter. What would take years took moments. Jesus was a dominant force. When he walked the earth, he came to demonstrate. He came to show us before he even died. Y'all think about this. When he died, the Bible says he held captivity captive. He took everything that Satan had. He spoiled him, made a show of him openly, triumphing over him in it. So he hadn't even died yet, but he was in this body, somebody like we are right now. Yet he dominated space, time, and matter because he knew he had authority. He knew how to dominate time, space, and matter. I'm here to tell you, as kingdom citizens who have authority, we can dominate time, space, and matter. Nothing can hold us. Nothing can keep us if we know who we are, what we walk in, what God has done for us, what He's given us. Come on, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Because God wants us to outcreate. God wants us to outperform the world in every area. I'm here to tell you we are 10 times better. I'm here to tell you we are 10 times better. Got anybody here to know you are 10 times better? We're 10 times better. You got to know you're 10 times better on your job. You are 10 times better. Doesn't matter about your education. God will download wisdom beyond you, and you will be 10 times better. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise. God's intention. God's intention. I said God's intention. His intention never changes. It remains the same. Don't get stuck. Don't look at things the way we've been looking at them. Say, things are about to change. Things, Chantel. Say things. Help us say things. Are about to change. You're going to dominate your area. You're going to dominate your area. You're going to be the top. You're going to be the head. Not the tail. You're going to dominate. Somebody said dominate. You're going to dominate. You didn't get an education just to get an education. God says you're going to dominate. You about to dominate. Wow! God says we're dominators. I said we're dominators. Come on, just receive it. Receive it in a measure. Receive it in a measure. Receive it. Come on, somebody. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Magnish, minister, you're about to dominate your area. Come here. You're about to dominate. Come on, you're about to dominate. 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 Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and praise Him. Come on, somebody. Signs, wonders, and miracles, signs, wonders, and miracles, signs. on and praise him. Come on and praise him. The last Sunday in 2025. Come on, y'all, get some. Come on, get yours. The last Sunday. The last Sunday. The last Sunday in 2025. Come on and praise him. Come on, release. 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 Dominators. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Have dominion. God's intention. I'm sensing some shifts. Shifts, say shift. Shifts. I'm telling you, you better watch it. My kid, watch it. Shift. Come back and tell me about it. Shift. A shift. You ain't never going to be the same. A shift. I said a shift. See, don't wait to feel it. It's not a feeling. It's a knowing in your spirit. Don't worry about how you feel. Don't worry about your mind trying to tell you some stuff. Just receive it. And know in your spirit. Come on, somebody. We're looking for our mind to agree. Your mind ain't going to agree. Don't worry about your mind. It's your spirit. It comes out of your faith. Come out of your spirit. Not out of your mind. Come on, give God some praise. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Glory to the Most High. Glory to the Most High. Oh, God. I want to open the altar. There may be somebody that I didn't lay hands on. You may want to come today. Last Sunday in 2025. Amen. Somebody say greatness. Say greatness. Say greatness. Say it's in me. Say greatness. It's in me. Greatness. I see y'all having more than enough. I see y'all with abundance. I see y'all sitting around the table trying to understand what you're going to do with it all. I'm telling you, I'm hearing you. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to open the altar. Anybody will come up for prayer. Amen. We'll let you go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There may be somebody that's listening. Everybody here born again? Come on, raise your hand if you're born again. Everybody born again. You're born again, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're born again. Is he born again right beside you? Is he born again? The gentleman right beside you, right there. Is he born again? Uh-huh. Are you born again? Yes, sir. Okay, so I want to make sure, sir. So, amen. Yeah. You may be listening to me, and you may not be. I want to offer you Jesus. Give you that opportunity last Sunday in 2025. Say, Father. Say, Father. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross for me. He was raised on the third day with power entrusted in him. Jesus, come into my life. Transform me from the inside out. Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Dad. Get him out the aisle. Thank you, Father. Jesus, I receive you as Lord and Savior. Satan, I renounce you. You are not my Lord. You are not my Savior. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. If you said that, you meant that. You said it in faith. You meant that. Amen. I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. We welcome you. I want to encourage you to go to a Bible-believing church.